Hi guys, welcome back to Magi Radio. Here I'm joined, me Marsha, by the way. I'm joined with by Jack, Yirai, and Polina. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
This week's topic is books. So, what are you guys currently reading? Or do you even like to read?
I don't really like reading sci-fi books, but otherwise, I'm. It really depends. I don't know what I really like to
You see, Polina, usually people start with what they like, not what they dislike.
Well, I'm saying that I don't know what I like, so yeah, I just say what I dislike.
So you're basically saying you're fine with every genre apart from sci-fi, which you hate with a burning passion.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Why do you hate sci-fi? Do you not like Star Wars? Are you a heretic?
Oh no, I don't really like Star Wars, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but why?
Star Wars isn't a book, is it?
They did books for the first three, like
Yeah,
the not the
that's
first three
funny.
movies,
Wait,
but
but
like
was it
the
after the
sequels.
film?
Yes.
Then that doesn't really count as a book. I hate books
Still
that
a
are made on.
book. You can't say it's not a
Okay,
book
but
because there's a
it's
movie.
book, but it's after the movie, so it's sort of like
Marsha, I'm about to
Dodgy.
break your
Still a
argument right here.
book.
I'm about to break your argument right here. We talked about Harry Potter in the movie episode when it was originally a book.
So, like,
Yeah.
it is still a book.
Yeah,
It's not a
so.
script, it's a straight up book. So,
Okay,
like,
but I.
so you just kind of.
But do you know what I mean when I say about the dodgy books that come after like Disney films?
No, I've
Oh
never
yeah.
read seen one.
They're
Why
like
would I read a
dodgy.
dodgy book about Disney films?
It's like
Why
sort
would
of
I do
like
that?
it's literally the film, but they just make it into a book. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Still a book.
It's
Why
a
would you
book, but
guys read
it's
this?
a really like shoddy book. Like, why
Still a
would you
book, but
pay?
is
it's a
this
book.
what you read in your spare time? Just bad Disney books.
No, I go to bookshops and I see them there.
You don't know what's in
You
there,
don't
though.
even know
You
if
haven't
they're
even read
bad.
one.
Well,
You don't even know if they're
I've
bad.
opened one or two.
Yeah, you opened them, but you haven't read them. That's not
Well,
how. You can't judge a book by
if I've
its
seen
cover, Marsha.
Frozen and then I
Well, when
see a
you open
book
it.
on the shelf called Frozen and then I look into it and it's literally a scene from the film. It's gonna be a direct translation.
Just one pe you just looked at like once you just looked
I
at
can't
one
tell you how
little
many
paragraph and you're like,
pages
this
I've
book sucks.
seen.
Every single book made by Disney sucks because I read this one paragraph. It sucks. I hate it, and it's the worst thing ever. That's what you're saying right now.
Precisely. Yeah,
Because I read
because
one
it's
paragraph. Because you
literally
read
just
one
a
paragraph.
rip-off. They're trying to make as much.
Garbage.
It's like making
It's
merchandise, but.
pure garbage. Look. I've seen one scene of Harry Potter from the eighth, like whatever, sixth movie, and I hated it. Therefore, the whole franchise is absolute garbage.
No,
There's
because
nothing
Frozen
redeeming
is
about it
one
at all.
book. If the book, this is no,
Yeah,
but
but
what I,
you said
it's
every
quite
single Disney
famous
movie is
that,
bad.
yeah.
That every single Disney book is bad. That's what you said.
I think so, because it's, I mean, the
Yeah,
ones,
but you haven't even read one.
I have, we had
Because
The Lion
it's a
King. We
movie.
did have The Lion King. It was just like a
You read
word for
one,
word, just the script just made shorter and
okay.
for
So
kids.
you read one, and then you're like, I hate every single Disney book now.
Yeah.
They're all
Because
garbage.
they're like the movie, and the
You
movies
don't
are
know that.
100
You don't
times
know
better.
that. You don't know
The
that.
I
You have
do.
only read one. You read only one book.
I've read, well,
One
but
book
I've
and
seen
one
the other books
paragraph.
on the book. There's no point in arguing. It's quite, it's just like the sort of merchandise that's just really
I trust
shoddy.
Disney. I trust Disney with my life. I do not believe they would make a bad book.
Dodgy Mickey
I do
Mouse.
not believe you. I trust Disney with my life. I would die for Mickey Mouse.
Our next topic should be Disney.
We should just
We could
move on
talk
to
about all the
Disney.
Disney babies.
Well, like, what are you currently reading?
No, guys, we gotta do the longest book or book series you've ever read. That's more interesting.
War and Peace.
You guys are so, you're such a shameless sellout.
Did you
I
read
don't.
that super long one? That's. Jack. I forgot what the name is, but there's like a super long
one. Why would you read the whole thing? That's my question.
War and Peace?
Yeah.
Well, I was doing Russian with a teacher like before I came here, and we were reading War and Peace.
Oh, bro.
And was it good, or did you like, oh my god, this is basically Jane Eyre, but a Russian version?
Well, I liked the first part, but when it turned bad after like half of the book, I didn't like the ending.
When you say bad, do you mean that like the characters died, or do you mean bad as in like...
Yeah, well, the main character died, so like there was no point.
Oh my god!
Spoiler alert!
I was gonna read it. Why did you spoil it?
Well, sorry.
I was reading it right now, actually.
Yeah, I can really imagine you reading War and Peace right now.
I'm reading it right now in my Kindle,
and we'll know who the main character is immediately, and then we know they.
And then like, oh, because of Pauline, there's no point in reading. No, but I'm gonna know he's gonna die. But I'm not gonna know one of them's gonna die.
You just destroyed our audience's faith in us, Pauline. We're now.
Why would you spoil it for us? Why would you do that?
You still don't know who died.
The main character.
It doesn't matter. We'll know when we read the book.
No, because it has so many characters that you will not know who.
I will
know
what was the name of the book?
War and Peace.
I thought you were reading it, Gerai.
And Peace. Yeah, I just forgot the name of the book.
So, Pauline, the reason why you didn't like War and Peace is because there was war in it, right? You're like, I'm more of a peace kind of person.
It's a balance, though.
Because the ending was really bad, like not at all like what I expected.
Are you thinking bad from a critical perspective or from an emotional perspective because your best character died and I don't like that?
From emotional perspective.
Wow, you can't call the ending bad. It was just your personal feelings getting in the way.
Wait, there's more than what? Yes? 6 people died in War and Peace.
That's like saying we should all go back to children's books because the main characters never die in the end.
Oh wait, this is the BBC's War and Peace. It's different War and Peace.
Jack, anyways, what are you reading?
I've beaten Paulina because she thinks she's read the longest book or something, but I have read an even longer series, which is called The Wheel of Time.
Is that the really, really long one?
It's the 7th longest book series in the world.
Yeah, I remember you were bragging about that.
I was like, oh my god, Marcia, I want to tell you that I'm so
not to me. I think you were doing it in an English class, to be honest.
that is something Jack would do.
You know what's weird is that Marcia isn't even in my English class, so she wouldn't actually know.
I was this like before IB the whole time.
I finished The Wheel of Time this year. How would you?
I don't know. Maybe you were in the middle of reading it. I don't know. In like year 10 or 11 or something.
I don't remember this.
You probably got like a bad memory, Marsh. You're probably thinking.
You're probably making it up.
Like Dave.
Yeah.
You're
sure.
Like, oh my god, Dave, shut up. Just because you're a caveman doesn't mean.
She is delusional, so like I wouldn't put it past her.
She probably thought Lily originally was reading Wheel of Time, and Lily wouldn't stop talking about it. But then she was like, no, my cat is too cool. I'm going to put this on Jack's.
Why does every episode Jack is turn lame. Against
me? So he would read fucking Wheel of Time.
It's a bad book, too. Like,
why did you read it?
Because it was like, I've invested so much time into this. I'm going to finish this. And then, like, book 10 and 11, they're like, nothing happened. And I was like, bruh, these have 2,000 pages altogether. Why
a video game.
Nothing happened. It was such a waste of time. I want my time back.
Well, Jack, what are you reading right now?
Jack, there will be a television series of Wheel of Time. You're going to love it. You're such a big fan.
I'm not, though, because they're not going to animate or, like, act out, I guess, the entire series.
No, but it's
going to
be it's going to be a TV series.
Yeah, but it's going to be
Amazon and Sony.
It's going to be like one season, and it's going to be about like how he got to the mountain or something. And that's going to be it.
Dude, I didn't know he got to the mountain. You don't have to spoil it for me.
You don't even know which mountain I'm talking about.
But he got to the mountain. That's enough. That's a spoiler.
Yeah, but in the books, it's not even really referred to a mountain. It's referred to.
Dude, you're just spoiling it more now.
Well, you don't know what it's called still.
It's gonna be the mountain that's not referred to as the mountain. I'm gonna know.
I haven't spoiled it because the name of the first book is called That Mountain. So it's basically on the cover.
Oh, so now you're telling me they're gonna go to the Eye of the World. Thanks for spoiling it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire premise. So
I can't believe you spoil it for me. You're worse than Polina.
Polina gave a character death, okay?
You that's spoiled the first, the whole first book, okay?
Yeah, Jack, I spoiled only one character and you don't even
and
know
there's
who.
Six, there's apparently. So many characters. Six characters die in that book that Polina
yeah,
read.
Yeah, and there are like so many more characters there. You don't even know who's the
and
main
And then you just spoiled the whole book for me. Thanks,
yeah,
Jack. You suck.
Polina, you weren't even going to read it. What are you on about?
That's besides the point.
Polina hates sci-fi and fantasy. I doubt she'd approach this book anyway.
She doesn't say she hates fantasy. She says she hates sci-fi.
People who hate sci-fi hate fantasy.
I've read a lot of fantasy books.
Do you like Harry Potter?
No.
Exactly. Case
do you like Lord of the Rings?
No, not really.
What else is their fantasy?
Yeah, she's
I read other fantasy books, like the girl fantasy books, like the romance.
Narnia, the one that, you know that? You like that?
No, I haven't read it.
She doesn't like fantasy.
she's like, I like fantasy books. Doesn't read any fantasy books.
Like the most popular fantasy books she hates.
I like the girl fantasy books. What are the girl fantasy books, though?
Shadowhunters?
I know one. People have told me about this. I think it's called the...
People have told me about this. That means he read it.
Prince of Thorns?
What?
I think it's called Prince of Thorns.
Prince?
Oh, no, wait.
Prince of Thorns? Oh, wait. Do I know this?
Have you read that one, Polina? Because I think that's kind of like a girl book.
How is it a girl book?
Because I'm pretty sure the main character is a girl, and then the love interest is a dark, handsome, tall guy who
It's about a guy.
Is it?
Yeah. I know there was that really famous one.
The Throne of Glass or something like that.
I remember there was a book that was very, very popular at one point at our school, and it was sort of like this book where there were two girls. One was like... in like an angel and the other one was like a devil or something.
Oh yeah, the School of Good and Evil.
Yes, yeah, that one. I think a girl fantasy. And then there's also one where it was like the princess and she has to choose like a guy.
Oh yeah, no wait, I read The Selection, which was
yeah that's the one, that's the one that I meant. Yeah,
oh, it was so good.
I'm gonna have to discount the first book because everyone knows a girl can't be a devil, they can only be a succubus. Okay,
that's just not how demons work, Jack.
Isn't a girl devil called a succubus?
No,
what's a girl devil called then?
A devil.
No way,
bruh. Demons are not goddamn gendered.
No, demons aren't gendered, but devils are always gendered.
No, they're not.
Well, like, don't you only become a devil when you, like, die or something?
No.
Okay, is Satan a guy or is he a girl?
Satan's an angel.
There's no gender.
Satan's an angel. He was a fallen angel, right?
Yeah, so he's still an angel. He didn't grow a penis because he fell off the sky.
No, angels are gendered, aren't they?
They're not, I don't think so.
I think they are.
Lucifer is a guy, okay? I watched Netflix TV show.
I have also watched Netflix TV show, but he was like a weird face thing, so maybe he's not gendered.
I think they are gendered.
Yeah, look, I'm going to Christianity.com to find out. Give me a second.
Christianity.com. So is it about these two girls falling in love with each other? In like the good versus bad school?
Angels are not male or female in the way humans understand and experience gender. From Christianity.com, okay? The angels are not gendered.
So then why do they look like guys and girls?
They don't. Biblical angels have like 80 eyes and like 40 wings, dude.
Look, when I see pictures of Lucifer, because they definitely had photography back then, he looks like a guy, okay?
Look, if you Google biblically accurate angels, you see like... weird garbage.
Yeah, that's from Inferno.
No, that's from the goddamn Bible.
Well, you're telling me the nine-eyed lion is an angel?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. These are actual angels from the Bible.
Dude. Anyways, let's get back to books because I'm gonna offend too many Christians.
The Bible is a book.
To this podcast, and she's gonna cry.
So I don't think she ever listens to it.
No, she's gonna cry.
The Bible's a book. We're not that off.
Bible is a book.
It's a holy book. Excuse me.
Sorry. Sorry. I will pray. Okay. Sorry.
Have you read the Bible, Jack? You seem like you haven't read the Bible.
I tried reading the Czech Bible, but then I realized that it's way too boring.
Yeah, I also tried reading the Bible, and I was like, wow, this is garbage, and I didn't finish it.
I don't know how people back 200 years ago managed to read the entire thing.
Well, back then they were all boring, so.
That was the only book that they had.
Back then they didn't have the internet, okay?
Yes, look, they couldn't play Hollow Knight.
So they had to read the Bible every day, all day.
It was like the only readily available book because the church gave it to everyone.
Yeah, it was just like free, so all the peasants had it and stuff.
Yeah, and then they would be like, I love Jesus.
You know, all the peasants who couldn't read.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Well, the ones who could read loved Jesus, I'm sure.
I forgot that they can't read.
The Catholic Church is like, here guys, here's all these books you can't read. Imagine not being able to read them.
They made up what he said.
They can learn from, like, if you read it enough, eventually you'll find out what it says.
No,
like,
because you don't know what each of the symbols
mean. As long as you keep, like, looking at it, eventually you'll figure out
what it is. But you're not just going to look at it, and be like, after a while, you're like, that's A.
Are you a 16th century peasant, Marcia?
You don't know. But that's not how language works. It's not like you went as a child.
Are you a 16th century
peasant? As a child, you wouldn't go and sit a child down and make them look at one letter for ages until they realized what letter that was.
You have not even read the Bible. You've not even read the Bible.
So you think the Bible just magically just like sort of shows itself once you've looked at it long enough?
Comes down from the heavens, touches their temple, and gives them the ability to read, okay? That's just how it is.
Okay. Jesus. You know so much because you're a 16th century peasant too, aren't you?
No, I am a proud Catholic, that's how I know. I have read the Bible 87 times, I know what I'm talking about.
You just said you couldn't finish it because it was boring.
I lied.
Right. I can't believe you're a Catholic. I thought you were Orthodoxy. Wow.
Look, if I'm not,
he's all mixed
Catholic,
up. He doesn't know what
a cross in my room.
He doesn't know what religion is.
I know what religion is. You go to the big cross.
Catholics.com.
Like, Jesus. No, Christianity.com.
Sorry.
I know what I
okay, well.
And it was to prove a point. You guys didn't even know angels were gender neutral. They're the first asexual people.
Okay, never mind. Back to books.
Does that mean God is non-gender too?
I mean,
in the Bible, I think they refer to God as he.
Yeah, but then you might be like, well, yes, they're not like gendered like how we think about it. So maybe he's like a he in a different sense.
I mean, I assume he has a cock and balls.
So. No, I feel like they just call him God. They don't call him he.
No, I'm pretty sure they refer to him as he.
Light.
They're like his wrath, his light and stuff. Mm. Is God a he? Christianity.com. he's called the Father, so I assume he's a he.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Maybe they're like, okay, we don't have a word for like mother and father yet, so I'm just gonna call him Father.
There's a whole Wikipedia article about the gender of God.
What are you guys reading at the moment?
The Wikipedia article for the gender of God.
Shut up. Okay, what are you reading at school then in English, for example?
We're gonna read Othello.
We're gonna read a book that I forgot the name of. I need to go pick it up, actually.
Oh yeah, I need to pick it up as well. How do I pick up the book though?
I can't even go to the city.
You can ask
like...
Well, for us, Mr. Butcher sent people who live outside of Prague the book. Like, he sent it.
He didn't send me anything.
Well, because you're not in his class, are you? But then I think...
Imagine being in Mr. Butcher's class.
Elite. Elite. What about, you can ask the library on wheels if they can go deliver it to you.
I don't think they can come to where I live.
No, yeah, I don't think they can go outside of Prague.
Because I was asking them as well, and apparently they can't. Although Ollie, like, he also lives in, not in Prague, and he said that they came there, like...
It might be close to Prague, though.
Well, I'm also kind of close to Prague.
I am 20 kilometers from Prague.
I'm 20 kilometers from Prague.
No, Jack, you're at Karlstein. Don't tell me you're 20 kilometers.
Jack, you're at Karlstein.
I'm not even in Karlstein.
Jack's not even close to Karlstein.
Yeah, he is. I remember we going on a Karlstein trip, and Jack was like, no need to go on the school bus. I'm going to arrive there on my own, because I live right next to Karlstein.
Just Karlstein is on my side of... He's on the other side.
All that tells you is that I'm closer to Karlstein than school.
Yeah, that doesn't say...
No, it means that you're right next to Karlstein, because otherwise you'd...
Why would that mean that?
Jack, is Karlstein walking distance from your house?
No. Yeah.
You live in one of those little shops, tourist shops on the way.
Isn't Karlstein dying right now because of COVID, by the way?
Like, then you can say any castle's dying right now because of COVID.
Oh wait, no, he does live near Karlstein.
I told you.
It takes like an hour to walk there, okay? It's not bad.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
That's very
We went
close.
On a hike for supposed 5 hours. You were like, you got there by yourself pretty quickly. Pretty sure.
5 hours? What do you mean?
That was Aiden was like, this hike is gonna be 5 hours long and then we finish in 40 minutes.
It was really funny because we waited for the bus longer than the actual time.
Yeah, we did. We waited for the
bus. That sounds like a fun hike.
Yeah, we made fun of him for like a month after that.
It was even funnier because I think Maxim was the one who proposed.
Yeah, it was Maxim's idea to hike. Was it his birthday? Or whose birthday was it?
It was Jules' birthday. I think it was
going to be hiking for Jules' birthday.
What a fun birthday activity.
It was such a lame hike as well. I hate every second of it.
Was it uphill or was it like sort of just normal?
It was all uphill. Just uphill. It was sucked.
I remember we were on the Duke of Edinburgh and there was that bit that was just stairs. Very steep.
I also fell in mud.
Lovely hike.
I hated it.
I remember going on the Duke of Edinburgh and I was gonna like collapse in the first few meters and I didn't, which was a miracle.
I remember I was like, my group was really determined to go with Aram's group. I don't know.
Is that illegal? Isn't that illegal,
Marsha? Oh, no, it's like, we were separate. We were just having, like, a race. And we met up at one point because they all took long routes at the beginning and then short routes at the end to, like, I don't know why, but we basically met up. We didn't, communicate with them as, like, share food or anything. But it was just really annoying because they tried to go as fast as possible. Then me and Emma were just chatting in the back, just, like, we weren't dealing. They were, like, running, almost. And we were there just, like, walking because we just couldn't deal anymore.
You know, it was funny. I saw Marsha's group, like, twice. And she was having the worst time possible, I think.
I was.
She was, like, at the back. She was at the back with Dennis. And she was just, like, miserable.
Because the thing is, I wasn't with any friends. Like, I tried to make, like... talk to Dennis. He
Why
was just like, yeah.
You get to pick your group.
Yeah, but because I'm in the group that I was in, that I chose to be in, there was too many of us. So they were like, right, we're gonna change it up a little and put Marsha in this random group with Adriana, Dennis, and like Dennis, oh, both Dennis's, and Ellie, Fantova. I know we're not meant to save names, but yeah. And I was. And I remember it was fine, I guess. They like pushed me to go further or whatever, but like I just had nobody to talk to like the whole time.
Sounds depressing.
It was
Glad I didn't go.
she sounds like a picky extrovert, and she loses energy when she doesn't talk to people, but only people she wants to talk to.
I mean, we did like I just kind of listened to them. It was funny because like yeah, I mean, I remember we were walking on this bit where it was just like sun. It was just like road, and then there was nothing above us, like no trees, nothing. It was just like a field and a road. We were just walking, and there was like the sun was beating down. I remember on the road there was like so the you know how like when there are cracks in the road, they fill it in with that black stuff?
Tar.
Tar, yeah, that's the one. That thing, it melted, so if you stepped in it, like sort of made a footprint. That was really cool. I remember that. But I was not dealing that day.
What's your
Wow,
highlight? Just
literally a
being
carbon
tar.
footprint.
I remember, I don't know, I remember we were with, like, we were faster than the teachers because they basically, my group
I made
woke
an
up.
amazing joke and everybody just ignored it.
I don't
Thanks,
know what you
guys.
said.
I'm
I
just.
said
I'm
if
just.
I said literal carbon footprint, and that's not funny. You know what? Forget it.
I'm just thinking about how fun it must be to be Marcia because she takes pleasure in literally the smallest things possible.
I mean, isn't that good? I enjoy the little things in
I think
life.
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I'm like, bruh, it's just tar, okay? It's nothing
It was
special.
really, I don't know, it just stuck with me. And then also there was this horse on the way and we fed it an apple. It was really cute. We like stopped.
You
And there was
wasted
actually
your
this
resources for a stupid horse.
oh my god,
one
this is why she
apple.
should
I
not
think it
be
was actually half
responsible.
eaten. I think it was finished. It was just like the core.
I eat the core of an apple, and everybody hates me for
Ew. That's not the good
it.
bit.
Eating the core of an apple to save the world.
I eat the whole apple.
My
Like, I don't
grandma
know
gets
why you, nobody else does.
so mad if I don't eat the whole apple. Like she's like, Marsha, you're wasting like most of this. Like you need to, and then she gives it to her freaking bugs that she keeps for the lizards, and then they eat it. So nothing goes to waste in our household or in their household, whatever.
Your grandma lives in your house. Oh, I can't
No,
talk to
no,
you.
no. I mean, we put our
You
things into the
start to pay
compost,
attention.
so
It's a
technically,
big
yes.
family.
We
It's a
have
big
no, because
family.
she has two lizards. She has to feed the them like little crickets, and to feed the
Little
crickets.
children.
What about children?
She feeds them little babies.
Little yeah, me. I've been fed to the lizards. Anyway, she.
Marcia, you're not a little baby, you're 16
I
years
am.
old.
I'm a baby.
I mean, sometimes she thinks she is, though, so,
You
What?
guys convinced me I'm a baby now, but.
Remember when she was like, as a child, I would know this.
Yeah, as a child. And
Oh
it's like yesterday.
I mean, okay, never mind. Yeah, she feeds them the apple. Yeah, and I was talking about the horses. That was really adorable. And I remember we
Washington.
also walked past these people who were like, they were at their cottage. And I was like, and we were just walking past, and they got really mad at us for walking past them. And the dog started like, we just had to like sort of go away. They were like swearing at us
Should
and
throw an
stuff.
apple at the dog.
We should have. And then there was also
What?
like this person who had like bees, and it was really cool. Like he was like getting the bee, like he was like getting the honey from the beehives. It was so cool.
A beekeeper?
Yeah, and he had like the whole su well, actually, I don't think he was suited. I think he only had the face thing. It was really cool. He was like getting the honey. It was so cute.
I think
Crazy. How is it cute?
I think that was one of the times I met up with Marsha's group, and I can tell you, when we were at the beekeeper area, she was not this excited. She looked like she was scared as hell.
I was no,
And
okay,
now
no,
she's like,
I
and
took
now
it
she's
in.
like, wow, guys, exciting
This
thing.
is the best
I
side
didn't
of
think
part
you
of the
did
trip. I
see me
loved
then.
it.
Oh my god, Jack, were we with you when the storm started and Miss Stanikova got really scared, so she made us go under that roof?
I don't remember that.
I didn't you might have not been there, but it was so funny because we a storm started and Miss Stanikova, she's gone from school now. she got really, really scared for us. So she's like, there was lightning and thunder, and we were like, yeah, we're gonna power through this rain, like it's gonna be like a refresher. But no, she was like, sit under here. We were on somebody's private property, just under this roof with like wood. It was like a wood, like a wood stall kind of place. And we were like, and I remember we were just sitting there, and like somebody brought Uno, so everybody was playing Uno. It was really funny.
Wouldn't the cards get wet?
I didn't have that kind of an experience. I remember just going through the storm, being miserable and wet. And
weren't you with Adrian?
Yeah,
like with Adrian. And like you carried like half his stuff or something.
Because his bag broke. We went on the trip, so he couldn't actually carry the tent. So I had to carry the tent both ways.
Yeah, for me, my bag couldn't fit the tent in anymore because we basically like split everything. Everybody got like smaller things. I got the freaking tent. We just like, I think I got the tent poles. So if I got the tent like kind of blacked a bit, like the actual tent bit, I guess, I would have been able to stuff it into my bag. But no, I got the poles. So I was meant to like sort of put them on my bag in some way, and I couldn't. So we were all just carrying them and we were swapping them around. Yeah, I was a bit of a... But I remember there was this one person, I'm not going to name them, who brought, like, a small bag.
And? Is that
wow,
it?
That's amazing.
Well, I'm glad.
No, but I remember... No, because I remember their team was really mad at them because they couldn't carry basically anything.
I'm so glad you didn't name this one
person.
You know,
I think the reason she's not naming this person is because this person is actually Marsha and she doesn't want to get embarrassed.
No, it was...
There's this one person who brought... imagine this. They brought a small bag. I don't want to name them, but they brought a small bag.
Back to books. Guys, you're reading Othello, aren't you, Jack?
Have you guys read Takeheart?
No. Oh, is that
know,
the one where they transplant his heart?
From like that one book where they're like in an island and it's like kids.
It's the pig heart is the one where the boy has like a heart disease and then he like gets a pig to die for him and he takes the pig's heart and he's got a pig heart.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in the library at the school in Valsteinska and wanting to like read it, but I never did.
Why not?
Because
you feel bad for the pigs and swear, didn't you?
No, it's because I just couldn't be bothered to sign it out.
She was just like, I'm going to talk to Sonia instead. That seems like more interesting.
It is more interesting.
I bet Sonia's smarter than a pig.
She's smarter than anyone here, okay?
Yeah.
Wow,
she's smarter than a pig.
I just insulted Paulina like that. Paulina, how do you feel?
Normal. I'm fine.
She took a minute to answer because she was crying and she had to stop the uncontrollable.
Now she feels like an average person.
I think I cannot stop crying in just 1 minute.
That's what someone who can stop crying
in
1 minute would say.
You've got very good emotional control.
Yeah.
I would be able to stop crying. If somebody walked into my room, I think I'd be able to sort of just go, oh.
What? Would you start crying if someone came into your room?
No, somebody came into the room and I stopped crying.
Okay, start crying now and I immediately stop.
Yep.
I'm not going to start crying.
Think about sad things.
I'm not going to cry for you.
Think of all the horses that are dying.
Think
right
about
now.
The video. Think about the clickbait. Marsha cries on podcast.
Yeah, think about all. This is such a good thing.
All the views.
On the
episode that we mentioned the most names, we totally need views.
Yes. Start crying. Go on.
No, you start crying.
Jack, you start crying.
Go.
I don't cry.
Just start.
I didn't say I can cry.
Well,
you say you can cry.
You don't know what I look like when I cry. Maybe I'm crying right now.
Were you bragging about how you cry all the time? So you can just get it now.
Bragging about it.
Yes. You were like, I'm so proud of my ability to cry constantly.
Yeah, like, sometimes, don't you, like, cry, like, every week?
We don't need to get into me crying, thank you very much.
Jack, I bet Jack cries every week as well. Jack, cry right now. Go on.
Jack does maths HL, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He does maths HL, therefore he cries a lot.
You guys do Psychology HL, that makes you cry a lot too.
No, that's fun.
I do cry a lot, so.
Stop bragging about crying, okay? God, we get it.
We're a good Jack. It's like, I have depression and we would stop being so sad. We get
so,
it.
So stop bragging about you being sad, dude. What the hell? Just get over your depression. God damn.
Easy peasy. Done.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
That's what easy peasy.
I doubt, guys, I doubt Polina has depression, okay?
How do you know? What if she does? Polina, are you depressed?
No.
See,
he's just lying.
I don't think it's a good idea to start asking people, do you have this disorder? Do you have this one? Okay, let's move on back to books. Let's go back to books.
Do you guys want to talk about the depression series?
Have you read the depression book,
Max? I was recommended this book called the Regeneration series, and it's about like World War One.
Who recommended to you?
Basically. Monday. Basically, it's about a dude who doesn't want to fight in the war anymore because he thinks it's bad, and he goes to this like mental institute, and then this like doctor guy is trying to fix all these people who have like terrible, terrible mental diseases, so they can fight in the war again.
Oh, that sounds sad. Did you read it?
I read a bit. I really liked it, but then I realized that I've got to read a different book because I don't have time.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's a good, I think it's pretty good psychoanalysis. You can do a lot of psychology on it.
Take notes, Marshall. All you
psychologists out there, I know we've talked to people who are doing psychology.
They're not even listening, dude. Oh, no. Looking at her phone.
She's like looking at her nails. She's like, will people like these nails? Or will they like these nails?
Wow. What I do all day when I'm bored.
She had no idea what you just said.
They're your typical teen, am I right?
What?
I was paying attention, Jack.
You were talking about that book series called Regeneration that was recommended by a teacher, your English teacher, and that it's about something with psychology, and that you recommended.
So I had no idea. You had like 4 or 5 minutes, and that's all you got from it.
Yeah, because I don't about care about. Yeah, then you were like, psychologist, take note. Okay. Well,
yeah, British accent.
What?
I can't believe they didn't listen to you properly, Jack. Yeah, I don't listen to you properly.
I bet Flynn is looking at her nails too. Yes, calling her out.
Hashtag called out.
Marsha is still doing it. Oh my god.
Got my wiggly finger.
She's like, what is she doing with her face? Like a little worm. It's two worms.
How Marsha entertains herself. She just does finger stuff.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this week's Magi Radio. We hope to see you next week.